From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. As we get ready for the state's annual lawmaking session, I sat down to talk with two of our local leaders in the legislature. We begin with Republican Anna Terry Flores of Miami, who discussed her top priorities coming into the two-month session.
The most important issue that I'll be tackling this year is the issue of citizens' property insurance. Unfortunately, for those of us in South Florida, we keep waking up to morning headlines of more money being what looks like misused by top executives and our rates going up and not really seeing much more coverage for it. So one of the things is to ensure that a member of the Board of Citizens be a resident from Miami-Dade County, someone that actually has to pay those rates.
What have you heard from your constituents about their top priorities?
Well, I think property insurance is at the top of the list. A very close second is the issue of the elections. I'm on the Ethics and Elections Committee. I see a strong push in Tallahassee to respond, hopefully, to our citizens' request to extend the number of early voting days. And also on the importance of increasing the number of early voting sites.
And you are the chair of the K-12 Education Appropriations Committee. What do you think of what Governor Scott has proposed about giving teachers across the board raises and raising the education budget by more than $1.2 billion?
Well, I think the great thing about the governor's budget is certainly a recognition, and he's come a long way in the last couple of years, a recognition on the importance of K-12 education. In the legislature, we definitely agree that money is something that is helpful to education, but that's, of course, not the only determining factor of what gets you a good education. I'm hopeful that the legislature will follow in seeing the bulk of any surplus that we have go to K-12 education.
That's Republican Anna Terry Flores from Miami, and now the Democratic point of view from Senator Maria Sachs of Boca Raton.
The most important thing that people want throughout the state is they want Florida to grow up. They want Florida to get into high tech. They want Florida's medical practices and professions to be top-notch. They want careers for our kids, not just jobs. So that's really what it comes down to, is how do we make Florida into a state that competes with California and New York?
Is the reason that Florida hasn't grown up is because its education system, its public education system, is not up to par? I know you're on the education committee. What are the priorities of that committee?
You can see with the way that Governor Rick Scott is going with his emphasis on education, you can see that you cannot grow jobs, grow careers, unless you have a good educational basis. And that's where we are, we lag terribly behind, not just California and New York. I mean, we're one of the last on the whole spectrum for education appropriation. This is something that the governor has recognized, but this is something that many Democrats in the South, we've recognized this for a long time. So I think you're going to see a great emphasis on education and not just more money for education, but improving the quality of our education into more high tech, more virtual education.
And that is Democratic State Senator Maria Sachs of Boca Raton. A reminder to RSVP to our free town hall meeting on state legislative issues this coming Monday at the Broward Center in Fort Lauderdale at WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.